NXT needs a new champion. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, September 13th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
Just over 24 hours away from its big relaunch, NXT needs a new top title holder. Samoa Joe relinquished the NXT Championship on Sunday.
Recently, WWE Medical informed me that due to certain injuries, they would like to have me step away from the ring for a brief, yet still indeterminate amount of time.
That clip from a video posted to Joe's social media. As of Monday morning, there's no word on how WWE will decide the next NXT champion, but there is a four-way number one contender match announced for Tuesday's NXT with Tommaso Ciampa versus Kyle O'Reilly versus LA Knight versus Pete Dunne. The WWE Championship will be defended on tonight's Raw. Randy Orton will challenge Bobby Lashley. This match was originally announced a week ago for the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. We have four other matches being promoted for tonight's Raw. Damian Priest issuing an open challenge for his United States Championship. Raw Women's Champ Charlotte Flair versus Shayna Baszler in a non-title match. Rhea Ripley versus Natalya. And Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, Mustafa Ali, and Mansoor versus AJ Styles, Amos, Mace, and T-Bar.
Ring of Honor.
Two new champions were crowned at Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view last night. Josh Woods ended Jonathan Gresham's 317-day reign as ROH Pure Champion. And 19-year-old Roxy is the new face of ROH's women's division. She beat Miranda Alice in the finals of the ROH Women's Title Tournament. Bandido is still the ROH World Champion. He survived a four-way elimination match against Brody King, EC3, and Demonic Flamita. EC3's elimination came via disqualification after the referee caught him using a steel chair. King pinned Flamita to eliminate him, and Bandido later caught King in a crucifix pin to secure the win. Shane Taylor Promotions beat La Facción and Gobernables, Dragon Lee, Kenny King, and Bestia del Ring to retain the ROH six-man titles. King took the pin after Taylor cracked him in the head with a steel chair. The ref didn't catch that one. The OGK, Mike Bennett, and Matt Taven beat the Briscoes. Taven surprised Jay with an inside cradle to get the pin. Dalton Castle beat Eli Isom after Dak Draper got involved. Violence Unlimited's Tony Deppen, Homicide, and Chris Dickinson beat LSG, John Walters, and Lee Moriarty. Moriarty took the pin. And in a showcase of wrestlers recently released by WWE, Taylor Rust submitted Jake Atlas. On the Hour 1 pre-show, Alex Zane, another recently released WWE wrestler, formerly known as Ari Sterling, won the Honor Rumble, earning himself a shot at the ROH World Championship.
AEW.
At least eight matches are announced for tonight's AEW Dark Elevation, including Daniel Garcia versus the aforementioned Lee Moriarty and Nyla Rose versus Sky Blue. In Dragon Gate, SB Kento beat Keisuke Okuda to reclaim the vacant Open the Brave Gate title. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, September 13th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.